Subway Series commencing in the Bronx on Monday night between the Mets and the Yankees. As we pick this one up in the top of the third, Mets looking to build on a 1-0 lead.
The 1-1 swung on, a high drive to deep right center field, heading toward the bullpen wall, and she is gone.
The 1-0. High fly ball, deep right field. Conforto back, looking up. See ya. Home run the other way for Judge. It's a 2-2 game.
So there it goes. Deep right center, it is high. Not as far. It is gone. Oh, a tremendous home run. Hicks hits one to the sticks.
Driven deep to right field, going back, Conforto, turning, looking, see ya, into the bleachers the other way. Yankees lead 4-2.
And the 0-2, strike three is called. The Yankees win.
The Yankees double up the Mets 4-2. Though he did drill a game-tying homer in the sixth, Aaron Judge also struck out for a 31st consecutive game. That is one shy of Adam Dunn's single-season record for position players. Aaron Hicks continues to swing a hot bat since coming off the DL for the Yankees. He drilled a tie-breaking blast in the eighth inning to give the Yankees a lead they would not relinquish. Hicks shared his thoughts on the Yankees' 4-2 victory over the Mets in the Bronx on Monday.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to be able to get something that I can hit and, you know, and do some damage with. Just confident. Confident in my swing and being able to drive balls. You know, it's something I really worked on in the offseason, and it's been working out so far. Well, I mean, those two have opposite power. I think Gary and both Judge hit mine where I hit mine lefty, you know, pull side. But, you know, those guys have tremendous power, and, you know, they've been doing great for us so far.
After a crushing 10-inning loss to the rival Red Sox on Sunday night, the Yankees bounced back in a big way Monday, erasing an early 2-0 deficit on their way to a 4-2 comeback win over the Mets. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi.
You know, I think he had six games down there, and he was able to get some at-bats. And, you know, obviously he's had some really big hits for us in the wins that we've had. But each guy's a little different. I think it's consistent playing time. I think he probably understands the swing better, and I think he made some slight adjustments, you know, during the winter. But I think confidence plays a huge role. You know, we think it's a right rhomboid back here, you know, not like the rotator or the labrum, more of a rhomboid issue. I think he's scheduled for an MRI in the morning. I don't think it's too serious, but we got to check it out. Yeah, I mean, we need to win games. I mean, you know, we're chasing in our division. We need to win games. You know, you look up and Boston loses tonight, and basically we're right back to where we started when we started Friday. But, yeah, I mean, to come from behind is important. The contributions you get from Greeny tonight is extremely important, and Robbie giving us that eighth inning after he went, you know, somewhat of a multiple inning was really important. So, yeah, it is a big win.
After teammate Aaron Judge hit his 40th career home run two innings prior, Gary Sanchez followed suit in the eighth inning, giving the Yankees some insurance as they took a 4-2 lead into the ninth on their way to a victory by that same score. Here is Sanchez speaking about the win.
It feels good, you know, to be part of that, you know, part of this team. And like you said, I'm the fastest to the third fastest, something like that, and my teammate is the fourth, you know, so to be able to do that with him, you know, feels great.
How much did you guys miss Aaron Hicks?
¿Cuánto le hizo falta Aaron Hicks al equipo?
Bueno, estuvimos jugando bien y también estuvimos jugando no muy bien, pero la llegada de él nos puede ayudar bastante, puede defender, puede batear, y nada, estamos aquí trabajando todos juntos y tratando de ganar.
You know, in his absence, you know, we had some guys help us here. You know, we played some good baseball, some not too good baseball. But yeah, definitely feels good to have him back. You know, he's a guy that can impact the game, not only on offense, but also on defense. So we're very happy to have him back.
Though he did strike out for a 31st consecutive game, Aaron Judge also drilled a game-tying home run in the bottom of the sixth, setting the stage for the Yankees' 4-2 comeback win against the Mets in the Bronx on Monday night. Judge shared his thoughts with the media following the game.
Everything right now. Just seeing the ball well. Just got to keep swinging the right pitches. You know, they've been pitching me, you know, tough on the corners. And, you know, when I get a pitch over the plate, I just can't miss it.
Even though your swing does feel good, Aaron, I mean, how important is it just to get results? Has that weighed on you at all?
Not really. It's about the process. You know, if I feel good and, you know, I'm swinging the right pitches, you know, I'm happy with it. You know, everyone would like results. They'd like to go 4-for-4. But the crazy game we play, you know, you may go 4-for-4, but have four terrible swings, and you might be 0-for-4 and have four great swings. So for me, it's just all about the process. Keep working every day and just keep battling.
How close did you come to catching Cespedes' homer?
Yeah, it hit off the thumb of my glove. You know, I had a pretty good shot at it. Wish I would have made that play. It would have been nice.
To come up with a home run at that particular moment also was especially big.
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to do whatever I can to, you know, just help out the team. You know, we're down a run there, and, you know, my main goal is just to get on base. You know, our big kind of motto has just been pass the baton, you know, pass it to the next guy. And, you know, there I was able to get a pitch I could drive and just help out the team.
The Yankees send Sonny Gray to the mound on Tuesday. He'll be opposed by Jacob DeGrom.